All right. Thank you. My name is Charles Rolla. I'm a research scientist at the Noble Foundation in Oklahoma. And today I want to share with you some results that we had on a study where we were evaluating different colored shade cloths on tomato production in Oklahoma. This study came about one of our agriculture consultants that work at the foundation took a trip to Israel and was shown how they utilize colored shade cloths in the desert areas and how they produce their vegetables there with these different colored shade cloths. And in collaboration with the scientists in Israel, we developed this study. So we were in Oklahoma, we have a hard time producing tomatoes because of the heat of the summer, and it's been commonly used to just use shade cloth or high tunnels in earlier production for tomatoes in a commercial setting. And so we were evaluating the different colors that was suggested by some of the growers in Oklahoma and by the consultant in Israel. The treatments, we used a control, no shade, no structure, mostly what you'd see in Oklahoma. A black shade cloth is what's generally used if a shade cloth is used. And then the consultant out of Israel suggested the red. He'd seen a lot of difference in production in the red in Israel. And then our supplier suggested using a luminette, which is the silver shade cloth, thinking that it might create a cooler environment for the tomatoes. And our consultant at the foundation, Steve Upson, has done a lot of work in hoop house designs, high tunnel designs. So we also looked at a different design for a house. These houses were 14 foot by 28 foot, movable. The end walls were removable so we could have access, and they were a high shoulder bowed house. So this is what the house kind of looked like. Our thoughts were that we could also use this for some high tunnel research later on after this study was done. The nice thing about these structures was the end walls were removable. We could either totally remove the structures completely with two people. They could pick them up and carry them off to the side, or we can move the end walls and drive a tractor through to form our beds for the studies. We did use two different varieties of tomatoes. Mountain Spring is a commercial recommended variety for Oklahoma. It's a little earlier in production, but it's not real heat tolerant. And then Steve Upson suggested Florida 91 because of its heat tolerance and a little later into production. So we compared these two varieties. Within each structure, we had two beds. Each bed had one of each variety. There was 10 plants per bed. Kind of give you a timeline of the study. In 2012, we didn't receive the funding as quickly as we was wanting, so the plants actually got planted about 2 weeks later. Our target date was April the 10th to have the plants in the ground, but we actually didn't receive funding until the 20th, and so we were a little bit late. We allowed the plants 7 days to see if anything died from transplant shock, and then we replaced, and then after that point, any plant that did die, we just removed the data from the data set. We installed the shade cloths on May the 25th. The temperatures was in the mid-90s at that point. And our first harvest started June the 11th. And we ended harvest August the 16th. The interesting thing, 70% of our production came in a two-week window towards the middle to the end of July. 2012 in Oklahoma, the spring was really wet, and then the summer was really hot and dry. We were in the second year of a extreme drought. 2013 was a really different year. We actually had a freeze on April the 15th. So we waited to put the plants out until the 17th, and then we had a freeze event on May the 3rd. And it did not damage in the plants, but I think it did set back the plants a little bit. And we were a little cooler early summer. And you can see that our first harvest wasn't until July the 1st. And I think a lot of that had to do with that cooler weather early summer. And then our last harvest was August the 27th. And so you can see in 2013, our production was pushed back about 2 weeks because of that temperature. The research design was a completely randomized, three replications per treatment. The measurements we collected was yield per plant, number of fruit per plant, grade of the fruit. We collected temperature and humidity inside each structure, light intensity inside the structures, chlorophyll content, and soil moisture content within each bed. Some of the studies out of Israel showed that some of the different colored shade cloths utilized was more efficient with water use, so we wanted to see if that was the case in Oklahoma. On the soil moisture, we utilized watermark sensors. We had four per house, and we monitored those three times a week. All treatments received the exact same amount of water, and whenever we analyzed the data, there was no difference across the treatments on water use. Whenever we look at just the difference between the years, like I said, there was a definite difference between the years. And you can see here, 2012, number of fruit per plant, we had a significant difference between 2013 with about 40 fruit per plant in 2012 compared to about 20 fruit per plant in 2013. There was no significant difference on variety between the 2 years. With Mountain Spring and Florida 91 producing 32 to 33 fruit per plant. On total weight per plant, there was no significant difference, but the Mountain Spring did produce almost 12.5 pounds of fruit per plant compared to the Florida 91 with almost 11 pounds per plant. And I apologize, I just realized this was a grower talk and I didn't actually upload the one with the scientific numbers in it. Average weight per fruit was significantly higher with the Mountain Spring with 5.8 ounces compared to the Florida 91 with just a little over 5 ounces per plant or per fruit. On percent marketable fruit, and this was grade 1 and 2 fruits, the Florida 91 had significant lower percent markability compared to the Mountain Spring variety. Whenever we look at the treatments, the shade cloth colors, there was no significant difference in number of fruit produced by the plants, with the low of on the control of about 30 fruit per plant to the high of the red, 34 fruit per plant. Total weight harvested per plant, again, no significant difference, but the control was about 11 pounds per plant compared to the Luminet at about 12.5 pounds per plant. Whenever we got to fruit size, there was a significant difference. The black shade cloths actually produced a larger fruit with a little over 5.7 ounces compared to the red, which was a little over 5.1 ounces per fruit. On the percent marketable fruit harvested by treatment, again, there was a significant difference. The black had the highest percent marketable fruit with 70% compared to the control with no shade cloth, just a little over 60%, and then the red at just a little over 50% marketable fruit. On percent grade 1 fruits, harvested by treatment. Again, the black, the control, and the Luminet was all significantly the same percent markable or percent grade 1, while the red was significantly different, a lot lower, with only 20% of its fruit being a grade 1 fruit. We did collect temperature and humidity within each house. We had several of these data loggers stationed throughout the canopy of the plants, and they were located about 14 inches off the bed, so that was directly in the canopy of the plant, and then one at about 60 inches off the ground, so it was at the top of the canopy. And whenever we analyzed the data, the maximum temperature observed throughout the houses, and these were all on the same day, on the controls outside, almost 112 degrees Fahrenheit, compared to the black, which was just a little over 107 degrees. And the one that really surprised us was the red. what they were showing in Israel, that it was a cooler house in Israel, but in our environment, it was not as cool as a black shade cloth. We did have quite a little bit of problem with pest, especially in 2013 with the extended drought. We have a lot of grasshoppers, and the idea is in Israel that the different shade cloths actually keep some of the insects out of the structures. We did learn that grasshoppers can chew right through the shade cloth, and so it did not keep the grasshoppers out of the shade cloth. We did have a little bit of problems with spider mites, but we had spider mites in every planting, so it wasn't different between the shade cloth colors. And then we had a little problem with leaf blight, but again, it was not significant difference between any of the treatments. So just in conclusion, there was a difference between the years. 2012 was a little bit better growing environment and actually produced 50% more fruit per plant than 2013. There was no significant difference in the total number of fruit per plant or total weight harvested per plant between the two varieties. Mountain Spring had a fruit 15% larger than the Florida 91, and the Mountain Spring produced 9% more marketable fruit than the Florida 91. And just as a side note, we gave these fruit to our employees. And the Mountain Spring people actually volunteered to come out and help us pick because they wanted the Mountain Spring. The Florida 91, we had a hard time even giving it away. So it was a little eye-opening. Whenever you have a staff like we have, and they were actually volunteered to come out to get, they just wanted the Mountain Spring. Whenever we looked at the shade cloth, there was no significant difference in the number of fruit per plant or total weight harvested per plant. The black shade cloth had 10% larger fruit than the red shade cloth. The black shade cloth had 13% percent marketable fruit compared to the control, and 27% greater than the red shade cloth. And then the red shade cloth produced 24% less grade one fruit compared to the control. Just some acknowledgments. I'd like to thank Will Cheney for conducting. He was the research associate that conducted the study over the 2 years, and Steve Upson's our ag consultant, horticulture consultant, that gave the advice on how to manage the plants in the study, and then Oklahoma Department of Ag and Forestry for funding the project. And with that, is there any questions? Okay. The question was on the, did we see any difference in the temperature between the red and the other shade cloths? What was that caused from? And it wasn't from ventilation. They were all 50% shade, so they were all the same amount of shade. We did test the light intensity. It was really hard to get a consistent number using the meter we were using. We didn't see any difference really in the light intensity inside the houses. One thing we did notice, we did collect some biomass. We cut the plants off at the end of the year and collected dry weight. And there was the plants produced in the red houses was a lot thicker stalks, and they weren't quite as tall, and the biomass was a little higher. But there was a big difference between 2012 and 2013, and that's one reason I didn't include it in the slide set. But they weren't as elongated. The inner nodes were not near as elongated as they were in the other two shade cloth structures. Okay, thank you. All right, thank you.